Dairyland Power Cooperative, along with Sweden's Mine Storage International and Michigan Tech, is looking to bring pumped storage hydropower to abandoned mines. That uses two water reservoirs at different heights. Water is released from the upper reservoir to the lower one, passing through a turbine that generates electricity. John Carr is with Dairyland.
The pump storage system is in effect working like a large battery to store energy at economic times when it's not needed and have it there to discharge and produce power when it is needed.
He says the co-op is narrowing down sites from a large database of mines to find suitable candidates, and Wisconsin is in the mix. The effort aims to support renewable initiatives and the power grid. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.